This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We're going to talk next about a story we haven't heard enough about this year. Now, you may feel like you've heard plenty about American efforts in Afghanistan in recent weeks.
Tonight, a closer look at the daily slog there in the hard-won
Helmand province. What followed was a three-day pitched battle.
This is the one commercial hub, and the Taliban have been controlling it.
That was NBC, ABC, and NPR, respectively. Yet, as NPR's David Folkenflik reports, in many major media outlets, the conflict in Afghanistan has not been a particularly high-profile story.
The real question is why you haven't seen and heard a lot more coverage, given that we've been fighting a war there for years and all. I asked Mark Jerkowitz to run some numbers on the media's handling of Afghanistan this year. He's the associate director of the Project for Excellence in Journalism. Jerkowitz looked at his database and found The Economy was a much bigger story since January 1st. That makes sense. Iraq, too. The elevation of Judge Sonia Sotomayor to the U.S. Supreme Court got roughly the same amount of media as Afghanistan this year. Okay. But so did this.
Late news from Los Angeles. The L.A. Times is reporting that pop star Michael Jackson has died.
That year-long comparison is all the more striking because Jackson's death only occurred in late June. Remember, there are now 62,000 troops in Afghanistan, and more may well be on the way.
You know, this is not just another war in some godforsaken place on the other side of the world.
Human rights investigator John Sifton has traveled to the country repeatedly, and he says it warrants much more careful attention.
This is a place that has direct relationship to the events of the morning of September 11th and our ongoing security down the line.
But when the Bush administration shifted its attention to Iraq, so did the media and the public.
It's a tough sell for readers and viewers and listeners because they think about the economy, they think about Iraq. Iraq steals a lot of the oxygen, and you really need to try to get people to care about this. It's not easy.
Meanwhile, the situation in Afghanistan has deteriorated, and since taking office, President Obama has increased the American involvement there. That caught the eye of The Washington Post, where Liz Spade is a managing editor.
Just like Iraq was Bush's war, Afghanistan is Obama's war.
Spade says the newspaper has significantly increased its resources in covering Afghanistan, mirroring the administration's investment.
I'm sure it's going to be an issue that in part defines Obama's presidency as much as any foreign policy issue.
So there has been an uptick in coverage, but there are three things worth remembering about the challenges in reporting on Afghanistan. First, it's complicated. Former CNN and NBC reporter Jane Arraf was last there in 2002. She now reports for the Christian Science Monitor and is planning to return this fall.
It's dozens, if not hundreds, of small countries, essentially, that you're trying to cover. In Afghanistan, there's so much below the surface that I think most of us, myself included, probably aren't even aware of how little we know about it.
Second, it's dangerous. New York Times reporter David Rode was kidnapped by the Taliban and held for more than 7 months. A photographer for the Associated Press lost his foot this month after being badly wounded by a roadside bomb. Third, it's expensive. Here's Mark Jerkowitz of the Project for Excellence in Journalism.
This is a time when news organizations are literally fighting for their survival. They're in bankruptcy court. In that kind of environment, the idea of being able to spend money to send journalists in a smaller newsroom overseas becomes not just a luxury, but almost an impossibility.
Jerkowitz's former employer, the Boston Globe, is among the big regional dailies that cut or eliminated foreign coverage. The Wall Street Journal doesn't have a permanent Afghanistan bureau, nor does the 30-daily McClatchy newspaper chain, though both news outlets send reporters there regularly. And that's how the big three broadcast networks handle it, too. And it shows. I looked at the network evening newscasts. They averaged about one story every 2 weeks for the year ending July 31st. Far more coverage has been generated by the New York Times, NPR, and the Associated Press, which, along with the Washington Post, all have permanent bureaus in Afghanistan. The Post's Liz Spade.
I think we're trying to do everything we can to draw people into the story. But like I say, I think there's a lot of other factors that are at work that just compete for people's time.
So you can find the news if you're willing to look. And the coverage has intensified. According to the Project for Excellence in Journalism, it's gone from 1% of all news coverage last year to 2% so far this year. David Folkenflik, NPR News.